This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm Rich Bradbury, and welcome to the second in a special series of shows here on Enterprise at BFM, where we team up with a brand that you all know and love, and I'm sure that you've gotten to know even better over the last few months. It's Lazada, and this is the retail revolution. Last time on the show, we spoke with the CMO of Lazada Malaysia, Diana Bu, and Edwin Wang from Signature Market about how Lazada can empower brands and enhance the customer experience. Today, we're going all out. We've pulled out all the stops and we're going to the top, so to speak. I'm joined here on the phone by none other than the CEO of Malaysia. It is Leo Chow. Now, we're going to be talking about Lazada's iconic 1111. We're going to have a peek behind the curtains and figure out how it started. We'll also be taking a look at some of those tools that are available to make it easier for you and your brand to become an online success. Leo, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Richard. Glad to be here to share some insights on e-commerce.
Absolute pleasure, Leo, to have you here in the studio with me or on the phone line with me. Now, let me ask you a couple of questions and let's get started with 1111. Obviously, November is coming and with that, so is Lazada's iconic 1111. Can you tell us a little bit about how 1111 came to be and how it's evolved and changed over the years?
Yes, absolutely. There will be lots of new and exciting surprises to look forward to this Double 11. It will be bigger and better than anything Malaysia has ever seen before, both of our shoppers and businesses. As the fastest growing e-commerce player in the region with more than 80 million annually active consumer and over 100% year-on-year order growth in order volumes, we are focused on expanding our logistics service yet again this Double 11. And our logistic capacity is one of our major advantages. So we remain committed to scale it to help brands deliver quality shopping experience to consumers. And here, we are also excited to have some of the biggest brands partnered with us this Double 11. What this means is shoppers are going to have even greater choices and deals on some of their favorite local and international brands. And our shoppertainment strategy also will continue to redefine the shopping experience during Double 11 with new interactive Lazada Live content, Lazada games, Lazada wallet incentives, and new tech innovations that make online shopping more seamless and enjoyable experience for our brands and sellers to attract buyers. Our goal is to help our brands and sellers capitalize on Lazada's market-leading tech and comprehensive logistics ecosystem to deliver an amazing shopping experience and maximum sales this Double 11.
And how did it start? How did Double 11 actually start?
Even as far back as 2012, when the local e-commerce market was still in its infancy, Lazada was the first to bring the concept of Double 11 Super Shopping Festival to Malaysian consumers, which has later become the much anticipated biggest one-day shopping festival of the year. And this year, Double 11 has the birthday of 8 years already. And in the 8 years, so many things has changed in this country, especially the infrastructure of the e-commerce, like payment, logistic, and all the involvement of all brands and the sellers to make this festival as a national shopping festival.
How do you think that the MCO and COVID-19 will make a difference to Double 11 this year? Do you think more people will buy this year?
Definitely. Today, digital economy in Malaysia continues to be on a growth momentum. Throughout the MCO period, within the first half of the year, Lazada Malaysia has seen millions of orders placed on the platform with an increase of nearly 80% on average in daily orders compared to the pre-MCO. Whereas the number of new SME sellers coming on board Lazada increased by more than 300% by August this year. Even with most offline business now able to operate in RMCO and partial CMCO, the upward trend of e-commerce is showing no signs of slowing down. So online shopping remains ingrained in Malaysians' new normal daily lifestyle.
And what can we expect this year from Double 11? And how are you helping brands and sellers prepare for this, the biggest shopping festival of the year?
We have always championed and emphasized on the importance of continuously developing a holistic tech structure and logistic ecosystem for business to grow at scale online. Sustainability is the prime core of our business model, and we are in it for the long haul together with our long-term business partners. For Lazada's exclusive long-term brand partners, it goes beyond just setting up shop online. Our investment into tech and logistic capacity enable our brands to deliver smooth and engaging end-to-end consumer journey that will widen their consumers' outreach, driven conversion, and cement customer retention. To highlight a few features and super e-business tool for online success, including instant chat and in-app feed, Last Live, Lazada's in-app live streaming feature, Last More, sponsored solutions, and business advisor.
You mentioned that Lazada Malaysia will focus on its logistics and its tech capabilities to help brands and sellers on the road to Double 11. What are those tech and logistic developments?
So firstly, I think in the content of shoppertainment, which is Lazada has transferred online shopping from a purely transactional experience to a social one by pioneering the new concept of shoppertainment, which is supported by our tech. So Last Live, Lazada's in-app live streaming function provides brands and business a platform to promote products through tangible and interactive experience online. So in terms of the logistic, through our world-class logistic solutions with a wholly owned network of warehouse and over 40 fulfillment hubs located in high density areas across the country, we are also able to provide better service, better cost, and ensure capacity. And Last Mall, the biggest virtual shopping mall with the widest assortment from over 18,000 brands in the region, features enhanced shopping features on top of its exciting premises that helps brands stay ahead of evolving wants and needs of the Malaysian consumers. All Last Mall products covered under the Last Mall Guarantee Delivery will also increase the consumer confidence in the product delivery, as 5 ringgit Lazada wallet rebate will be immediately provided upon late deliveries. The Last Mall Guarantee Delivery is also backed by a track record of nearly 100% of orders shipped on time in our previous mega campaign.
Final question before we go to a break, Leo. Can you tell us a little bit about the instant chat function? And why do you think that's so important during these mega campaigns that you have?
Yes, absolutely. Consumer engagement is a key in the digital space for businesses to retain brand loyalty and top-of-mind awareness, especially with the coming Lazada Double 11 Shopping Festival, when traffic will peak and businesses are all vying for attention. Brands that actively communicate with consumers have the clear advantage. Here's where Lazada's in-app instant chat function comes into play. Conversion rate increased by around 30% on average when businesses respond to chats within less than 30 minutes. By making full use of the chat function and preparing for the spike in traffic during Double 11, brands will also experience a domino effect of benefits, including increased trust and credibility with positive seller ratings, better click-through rate and conversion rate with personalized offers, and a growing community of repeat consumers with the increased store following.
Thank you very much, Leo. And with that, we've come to the end of part one. We'll be back after these messages with some more words from the man himself. We'll be talking about tools, not hammers or wrenches, but online tools, although you can buy those others on Lazada too. You're, of course, listening to The Retail Revolution on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Best for money, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome back to the second in a series of shows where we've teamed up with the people over at Lazada to give you some insight into how things work behind the scenes. I'm joined by Leo Chow. He's the CEO of Lazada Malaysia. And today's topic of conversation is Lazada's iconic Double 11. Leo, for brands and sellers that are gearing up for Lazada Double 11, which tools do you think would be best to help them generate sales? And how will I, or as a business or as a consumer, know which tool fits my business requirements and needs?
I will say for the most excited tool, it will be the live streaming. We call them Last Live. Lazada in-app live streaming function provides brand and businesses a platform to promote product through tangible and interactive experience online to reach consumer where they have no offline presence, without having to incur the cost of setting up a new store and everything. So live streaming is so friendly to show everything to consumer. We have some performance in the last mega campaigns in live streaming, which is wonderful performance. We have the program called Chief Discount Officer, or CDO. So in her show, in recent 99 sales, recorded amazing numbers like 580K viewers and registered more than 72K engagement in just 3.5 hours. And the sales performance, more than 100K masks were sold out in under 8 minutes. Over 4,000 Xiaomi Redmi Note 8 was sold out in less than 8 minutes.
Okay, Leo, let's talk a little bit about sponsored search and things like that, and how that can help me if I'm a new user here at Lazada. And once you've told me about sponsored search, maybe you can give me a couple of examples as to, you know, personal examples perhaps.
Yeah. So as a new seller, just set up your store in Lazada, and no matter it's a big brand or it's a small new shop, I think sponsors sounds like very serious, because anyways, and I think all the sellers, they hesitate to spend more than their cost or more than what they can gain. So, or advertising is not that kind of big investment. I give you one example from a consumer perspective. So what will you do if you want to have some idea to shop on Lazada? What's the first action you will do once you open Lazada app?
For me, it would be search, because I need to know what I'm wanting to buy.
Definitely. So more than one in two, more than a half of our users will have the behaviors like a search first on the app. And when you search, you will see the keyword will lead you a page with many assortments, right? And or sponsor search product. will promote your assignment on the top of this search page. So that means if you open your sponsor search in your seller center, and also if you pay the bid, because so many sellers, they are bidding in the same keyword, but if you win them, not only by the cost, but also by your good service, good rating, good the daily performance, and you will spend lesser than the others so that your assignment will be on top of the rest of the others. And the best thing is, you don't have to worry about the cost because you can set a limitation of the day, the hour, and also if consumer just see you, not a click, you don't have to pay anything. So you earn exposure all the time showing there. As long as consumer click there, you have traffic, then you have to pay for the click.
Okay, so those tools are accessible to all Lazmall brands and sellers. But seeing as how Lazada has seen tremendous growth in new merchants, how can a brand stand out and break through all of that noise that's online?
For brands and businesses that would like to stand out among their peers, especially during the peak traffic period, such as the oncoming Lazada Double 11 Shopping Festival, Lazada has a slew of advanced e-business sponsored solutions on their seller center that can help break through the noise. The sponsored search allows for a consumer to bid for the highest spot of specific keyword searches, which enables businesses to enjoy targeted exposure and generate a higher click-through rate. Going beyond the platform, another sponsored solution offered on the Seller Center is the Sponsored Affiliate, where Lazada Malaysia's partners help promotion and deals by tagging onto a wide network of publishers and promoters, including Involve Asia, Media Prima Digital, and Ringgit Plus, Lead Sharing, and more. The best part of the solution is that it's charged based on commission. So participating business need to compensate only if there's a direct success sale contributed by the affiliate. There is a commission setting also on your seller center with your affiliate sponsor product. So that means if you, the same logic, if they show your assignment there, without any sales, it's free. It's totally not any cost. But if your product sold, then that means certain amount of a commission will be charged by this affiliate. That's a very good and zero cost opportunity for all of the sellers to start with our sponsor's product, because to get as big exposure as we can get and pay the reasonable commission to push them once having sales.
And how do all of these tools help come together to help brands and sellers to deliver a great shopping experience to customers, especially during peak traffic periods of Double 11?
Because e-commerce is some new mechanism for all the businesses. So our tools to these new business owners, I think it will be very friendly if you open that, just click the function by the guidance in Seller Center. And also to measure the effort of all the tools, we have a tool named Business Advisor. So to improve the selling experience for online merchants, Lazada has a suite of technology tools designed to help sellers make informed business decisions. Tools like Business Advisor within the Seller Center enables brands and sellers to optimize their marketing spend as well as provide valuable data on the performance of their product and promotions, allowing them to quickly respond to change in consumer needs accordingly based on a consistent sales and shopper behavior data, including the most profitable deals and most visited product. The Business Advisor also enables brands and sellers to deep dive into the analysis down to the product level to evaluate sales performance, competitiveness, and stocks.
Wonderful. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Be sure to tune in for our next episode. First of all, though, I'd like to thank my guest for today, the CEO of Lazada Malaysia, Leo Chow. Thank you very much, Leo.
Thank you, Richard.
This has been a show in collaboration with Lazada here on BFM. It's the Retail Revolution. If you've missed any part of the show, remember that you can download the podcast from wherever you normally get your podcast from, or you can download the app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Rich Bradbury for BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.